Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. As the United States Air Force continues to transform its capabilities to meet emerging national security challenges, it has sought to ensure the effective and efficient integration of technology, people, and processes to provide the warfighter and decision makers with timely and actionable information shared across a worldwide platform. With us this morning to discuss efforts in this area is our special guest, Lieutenant General Michael Peterson, U.S. Air Force, Chief of Warfighting Integration and Chief Information Officer. Good morning, General.
Good morning, Al. Glad to be here.
Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Hathaway, partner in IBM's Defense Industry Practice. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
General, perhaps you could set some context for us by describing the mission of your office and how it supports the overall mission of the Department of Defense.
Well, you started off really well in the opening paragraph, integrating processes, people, and systems to deliver information. But if you look at the history of the U.S. Air Force over the last dozen of years or so, as we really got into the information age, we had built exquisite systems, but they were independent systems. So my job and the job of my office is to go back to our legacy systems, make them interoperate to deliver fused information to anyone who needs it, whether it's a commander, a warfighter, an executive in our business and support systems, but deliver that information for the legacy context, but at the same time point a roadmap for the future so that as we build out future systems, we don't go down that same path of independent, non-interoperable capability.
General, could you give us a sense of the scale of your operations? How are you organized? What's the size of your budget and your staff? And is this a worldwide footprint that you have with this mission?
It is absolutely worldwide, and it touches every aspect of the Air Force's mission and much of the work that the Air Force does as the joint interdependent partner with the other services. But in terms of scale, we manage an annual budget or portfolio of about $7 billion. Beyond that, there are about $17 billion in systems that are out there operating today. When I say portfolio, that is to set the policy, to set the rules, to build an enterprise architecture that shows us where we're going and how we will operate today.
Sir, would you please describe your specific responsibilities and duties as the Air Force's Chief of Warfighting Integration and Chief Information Officer?
Sure. And the reason that it's set aside is not just Chief Information Officer. It was clear to our leadership that it wasn't just business systems or support systems. This was the entire arena of command and control, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and all of the business and support systems that make our Air Force run. So warfighting integration included data links. It included the command and control systems. It included the communications networks on which they all ride. So that's why it was warfighting integration. And then all of the what was passed down in the Clinger-Cohen Act and the Federal Information Systems Management Act later on for the Chief Information Officer responsibilities for the department. So those two tied together we put in one office because everything we do is interrelated.
Regarding your responsibilities and duties, what would you say are the top three challenges you faced in your position and how have you addressed those challenges?
Well, the number one challenge is in this arena of information technology, this audience knows how quickly that moves and how rapid the turnover is in terms of technology and what opportunities are out there. So my number one challenge is educating the Air Force on what the potential is for information technology to allow those people to operate more effectively and more efficiently. So that's the number one challenge. Number two is that is not the way we operated for years. For years, we operated in mission areas or functional areas, and each of those were able to independently develop and build systems that met their requirements. That gave great capability, but it didn't give great interoperability. So my number two challenge was to bring all of those different functional entities together so we can be interoperable across functional areas, across command lines, and especially in the joint arena. And the final challenge has to do with security of the information assurance on a broader scale, to ensure that the capabilities we provide are consistent, that they are safe from losing information or from people treading upon our networks or our capabilities that we don't want to be there. So it's the education, breaking down those cultural barriers, and then securing our networks.
Sounds like a very broad mission for just one individual, General. Now, you've been in the Air Force for some 30-plus years. Could you give us a sense of how you started your career within the Air Force?
I attended the University of Southern Mississippi. And right away, I am not kidding you, it was, I guess I better find a job. So I joined Air Force ROTC with a degree that was in the sciences, math, and minor in general sciences. The Air Force looked exciting. I joined the Air Force, and they put me in the communications electronics maintenance arena. After that first dozen years and with hands-on kind of work, I moved into the space operations business, at first managing communication satellites and later commanding space operations units, squadrons, and groups. At that time, the Internet had emerged as the powerful capability we all respected for today. That was the middle 1990s. Where I came back to the command and control business and was building air and space operations centers in places like Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and later on throughout the Southwest Asia where we operate today. That gets into a part of the career where it was more about management and leadership and less about hands-on technical direction. Which is where I find myself now after a series of staff jobs with our major commands and our combatant commanders and now here in the Pentagon.
So, General, with the various roles and commands that you've held, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and informed your leadership style and management approach?
Well, you said just a moment ago, Al, that that must be a big job for one person. And as you can imagine, I have lots of help and very talented help. Early on in my career, it became so apparent that I wasn't going to be able to invent all the great answers. And if you just put out a vision that was understandable, that people could resonate with, and then step back and listen for the feedback, ask for advice, ask for people to take ownership of an initiative, of a problem, of an opportunity, they would. That describes my leadership style or what I think has helped in my success today. Be very clear in what you think we ought to do, but also understand that there are smart people everywhere and you don't understand their job as well as they do. So ask for advice, give them the freedom to take charge, occasionally make a mistake, and we will all learn from that and be successful from that.
What is the U.S. Air Force's IT transformation efforts? We will ask Lieutenant General Michael Peterson, U.S. Air Force, Chief of Warfighting Integration and Chief Information Officer, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.